Welcome to Life Coach You, your personal life coach certification school, and your place to become wealthy coaching others. In this powerful podcast, you'll learn the skills, the mindset, and the marketing secrets of top coaches and consultants. Brought to you by Master Coach and Trainer Wayne Sutton from LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Be sure to subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Coach You. Pick up your book today at LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Over the last few days, if you've missed it, you need to go back. You need to go back and check out our podcast. Go back to our YouTube channel. Go to Prosper with Wayne and look at our blog, because we talked about how to use confirmation bias, how to use price anchoring. And yesterday we talked about going into the bandwagon effect, which is making sure people follow us and do business with us based on the fact that other people have. It may sound silly, but it's true. It's a very true part of marketing, and it helps. If you're going to help people, you have to learn how to bring people into your business, period. If you want to become a wealthy coach, you have to use the wealthy coach formula. So, okay, we're going to talk about today choice, supportive, and these positive attributes that people will amplify once they've made a decision. So let me talk about this. When someone has made a decision, or they're on the edge of making a decision to go with you, they're going to A, come on board as a coaching client, or B, they're going to refer somebody to you, or C, they are a coaching client and they're about to take on the assignment, the task, the transformative work that you've offered them, and they're to begin to use it. You have to understand there's a tendency to ascribe positive attributes to an option that they've selected. So if they choose option A instead of option B, they're likely to ignore or downplay the faults of option A while amplifying those faults in option B. We see it with Republicans and Democrats. A Republican or Democrat, whichever you are, or none, or Libertarian, whatever you are, most of the time you'll downplay the faults of that party or that political leader, but you'll amplify the faults of the other team. Does that make sense? You'll amplify the strengths of yours and you'll downplay the strengths of the other person. So how do we do that? How do we take that natural tendency and apply it to our coaching business? Couple of things. Number one, buyer's remorse kicks in. Let me talk about this. Buyer's remorse. So they signed up to work with you and now buyer's remorse is kicked in or starting to come in. It kicks in when there aren't enough reasons to justify the purchase. So we talk about emotional anchors and getting people to emotionally come on board, but need those logical reasons. Otherwise, when the emotions seem to wane away, then the logical reasons can come on board and they can have buyer's remorse. So how do we overcome that? Number one, before the sale, near your call to action or when you're telling them to come on board, you want to show positive testimonials. You want to let people know they're making a great decision. And sometimes as simple as this, you're making a great decision. And you want to reward them as they make that decision. Now, as soon as they make the decision, use positive language like, hey, good job, awesome, great choice, congratulations. Not thank you. Now, thank you is okay. But here, understand this. Thank you, that means you did something for me. No, I've done something for you. I've transformed your life. So instead of thank you for coming on as a client, which there's nothing wrong with client appreciation, but we really want to use something like great job, awesome, you made a great choice, congratulations. And remember to thank them for their purchase on a thank you page, but remember to affirm and just keep reassuring them throughout the process. Okay, so great job, awesome. When people come on board with us, you'll see me posting on my Facebook page and multiple Facebook groups, congratulations to Tina for becoming, for our Life Coach Certification Program, or congratulations to Robert for coming on in the Wealthy Coach Program. They get a social proof. Now, there's unannounced bonuses I like to give as well. So those who've come on board with us, in the Life Coach Certification Program, then we opened up the Wealthy Coach Program, and we didn't charge you another $3,000, $5,000, $8,000. No, we said, hey, it's absolutely free if you become a certified coach. Those who said, hey, I want to just take a hold of the Wealthy Coach Program, then you realize, wait a minute, here's the whole certification program, transformative work that I gave free. Then I've done more bonuses, the Instagram training, the celebrity you. So unannounced bonuses, the key there is unannounced. You don't want to just say, look at these bonuses. That's great. But you want to have unannounced bonuses, usually around the refund periods. If you notice about week 2, week 3, week 4, week 6, whatever, that when people start losing that emotional waning, that emotional attachment starts to wane away and they start coming back going, hey, maybe this wasn't for me or whatever that refund period is for you, then you want to add other positive touch points. Okay, you want to add in other areas. You want to add in something you can give back to them. Something that's unannounced but can be automated. So maybe like week 3, they get an email with you, with a video going, hey, congratulations, you're 3 weeks into our program. I want to give you this bonus as well. Okay. Now, years ago, I hired an SEO company, and it was so funny. I knew when my credit card was going to get billed because 1 to 2 days before it got billed, I would get a report from them of how much work they've done for me. And then a question, do you have any questions, anything we can help you with? I'm really proud of where we're heading in our direction. It was this positive reinforcement because I was about to get hit with the credit card. So unannounced bonuses are important. These biases are already built in our favor. Think about this. All of these things we've been talking about, the confirmation bias, the anchoring, the bandwagon effect, all of this can be used in your favor if you keep reinforcing the positive and address any positive or possible negatives really quickly. Now, tomorrow we're going to go into something, a whole new area, pro-innovation bias. It's going to be amazing. This is one of the things you'll see a lot in copy, like copywriting and ads and sales letters. We're going to show you how to use it in your natural language of your sales. So here's what I need you to do. Be sure to subscribe. Where are you listening to this at? Is this on iTunes? Hit the subscribe button. Podbean, YouTube, where are you following us? Facebook, subscribe, follow. Go over to the website, prosperwithwayne.com. Be sure to download our ebook and watch our webinar. If you're not a certified coach yet and you'd like a proven program to not only become certified, but to transform lives, then I want you to grab a hold of our program. Get our book, lifecoachlifestyle.com. If you are a coach, but you're not at $10,000 a month, or more yet, let me give you a 90-day game plan and help you walk you into that $10,000 per month. Go to gofulltimecoaching.com. Gofulltimecoaching.com. If you need anything, let us know. We're here for you. We believe in you. God bless.
Thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our show and be sure to pick up your free book, Life Coach You, How to Become a Certified Life Coach and Get Wealth Helping Others at lifecoachlifestyle.com.